I'm Ennis Ranson, and welcome to Talking Wardrobe. Before we get into today's episode, please do hit that subscribe button as it really helps the show grow and brings you more fun fashion chats. Now let's get into it. Today's guest in the wardrobe stole the heart of the nation after winning Britain's Got Talent, showcasing her incredible voice whilst performing for The King and taking the West End by storm in Cruella, Sydney Christmas. In this episode, what shines through is Sydney's connection to staying authentically you and your style from a self-proclaimed tomboy to owning the stage at the Hollywood Bowl. Her style has evolved alongside a whirlwind of a career. And with her new single out this week, let's get into it. So tell us, what are you wearing?
I am wearing a Zara suit today.
Ooh.
I am all for a two-piece. And
loving a
that's
two-piece.
That's what I've gone with today. The thrills, the ruch,
ooh,
that kind
yes.
of thing.
It's a great like summer look as well.
Yes, thanks.
Love the colour, khaki. And then the shoes.
The shoes, Dr. Martin, dear. Doc Martens. I've got about 14 pairs, different pairs.
But
I'm obsessed.
How are you working them in?
These are not too bad, actually.
Really?
I'm dreading all the others that I've got from an outlet recently, that I've gone mad on an outlet and bought like six pairs in one go.
Because they look so good. But it's, I feel like a Dr. Martin is dedication to the,
it
to
is.
The shoe.
It is. The big Doc Martens,
yes.
like the full boot, they are a chore to
yeah.
break in. I'm hair dryer. 50
everything.
Socks, everything to try and wear them in.
I actually used to do a lot of the campaign styling for Dr. Martens, and you had to wear Dr. Martens on set. But obviously, being on a shoot all day, so I got the loafers, and they were a game changer.
Really?
You got a pair of the loafers?
Yes, I have. But I wore them for the first time the other day, funny enough, and I'm breaking them in, and I found them tight.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oh, wow. Maybe.
Well, you must send me
you
yours.
You must have different feet.
You must have different feet. I do have a wide foot.
So do I. I find shoes uncomfortable in general.
Yeah. Barefoot girly.
Are you a flat girly or are you, do you like a heel?
It depends. I'm like a shapeshifter. I'm a woman of so many different
yeah.
styles and moods, and like I can be like a complete grunger one day.
Yeah.
And I love the style. Punk rocker one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely love it. Live for it. And then you'll see him in a lovely little dolly dress.
Okay, so she's versatile.
Yeah. Well, not often because of the weather, but it really depends on my moods, funny
yeah.
enough. But I love a platform. I'm very short.
So a platform works.
Yes, and I'm not a fan. I'm running more now, so not a fan of my legs, basically. So the higher I find myself, the more...
elongated,
yes.
I know what you mean. I find it mad. So many women hate their legs, and shoes can make such a difference. Mm.
I think it's more of the chafing issue for me. Yeah, it's the feeling of the legs instead of how they really look.
Okay. It's the feel. Well, apparently there's these great sticks that you can use for chafing.
Oh, yes. Glide, body glide.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Yes.
Oh,
great
okay.
for running.
Great for running,
yeah.
yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's not comfy,
mm-hmm.
is it?
No, really works.
But so you've had such a whirlwind couple of years. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
Okay, so most people will know me from Britain's Got Talent.
Yes.
I went on in 2024 and I got really lucky and I won it.
That isn't luck, though. It was a deserved win.
Well... I count my lucky stars.
And that was singing somewhere over. Was that was singing somewhere over the rainbow?
That was my final song.
Yeah. Wow. What a moment.
Can't believe it's nearly 2 years. Well, it is 2 years
two
ago.
Years
just
ago,
over
yeah.
2 years. 2nd of June, I won it. So, yeah. What life ever since has been unbelievable. I've just been like a sponge taking everything in. It's a whole different side of the business I never even knew existed or thought I would ever know.
Yeah.
So it's been amazing.
I can't wait to like dive into all of that. But was it true that you was going to potentially give up on singing before?
I was working at a gym in London at the time, struggling to pay my rent. I was retraining to be a personal trainer because I've always loved sport, basically.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't singing and performing, which it was, I don't even know why I'm saying this, because it was only ever going to be that, I would have gone into the rugby
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm really
what a contrast.
Thinking, I know. I've been playing rugby since I was a little girl.
Have you?
I played my last game a week after Britain's Got Talent.
That's
but
mad.
I was trialling throughout my years, but then had to stop because I was doing theatre and it just didn't work.
It
really
work,
just didn't work.
No.
So I couldn't be a rugby player. So I was like, PT sounds pretty cool. I'll retrain to do that. And that's what I was doing. I was retraining and then auditioned for Britain's Got Talent. And then that just kicked off.
Which is just so crazy.
Yeah, in a way that I never knew. So thank you, BGT.
Yeah, I bet that was such an experience.
Oh,
as
it
well.
Was. It was amazing. Terrifying, but it was amazing.
So before BGT, what was your style like? Because obviously if you was in the rugby era of your life.
I constantly lived in a baggy tracksuit with a baggy jumper.
Okay.
With my leather jacket that I came on today with. Very, very like that. I'm a big tomboy.
Okay.
Really big tomboy. I've been through such a journey to try and find, you know, the feminine in me, which I do love her, but it comes from a place of insecurity.
Yeah.
Growing up in it quite, you know, I was big in sport. A lot of my mates were the boys.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I
didn't feel natural to
yeah,
put on a dress.
No,
you didn't
it
feel
didn't.
In the right environment, maybe.
No, it really, really didn't. And it was apparent to me that I was different to my girl mates. I had a few. And I just weren't the same. I was never really interested in the makeup until yeah. I was like 15, 16. And I, stepping into the feminine side of myself was something I weren't comfortable doing.
Which shocks me because you sing.
I know.
Such feminine, oh, beautiful songs and like, you know,
you.
Like Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I know. It's been such a journey.
Yeah.
Such a journey. And then looking back, I was looking back at pictures and videos that I was sorting out my hard drive the other day. And I was like, why didn't anyone help me?
We all have those
I
moments.
I was screaming for help, even the makeup situation. What was going on? I was blonde at one point and then it was just everything. It was, yeah, proper find yourself journey.
Yeah.
Me.
When do you think you found yourself? Do we ever find ourselves?
No.
Is it constant, always changing, isn't it?
Yeah,
I guess?
always changing. No, I probably not, but I'm the older that I've gotten and the
yeah.
more wise, as you
yeah.
say, I'd like to say I'm a lot more comfortable in my skin. So I'm open to try a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
And to see how I feel. And yeah. I enjoy and welcome style a lot more now than I would have. I'd usually be really frightened of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But do you think from being on Britain's Got Talent, was there almost you had to dress a certain way that sort of made you get out of that comfort zone?
Funny enough, Britain's Got Talent let me dress exactly the way that I wanted.
Which is amazing.
And one thing, when I'm singing a song, I like to connect or perhaps step into this idea of a role that I'm playing when I'm singing this song. So obviously the audition, I was me. I had the baggy jeans on.
Yeah.
I bought a shirt and a little white thing and went on, just Sid. Then my semi-final, I did a version of Frank Sinatra's My Way.
Yeah.
And I wanted to look like I was, because it's a very end of life song, not end of life, it's like, and now the end is near. You're talking about life, aren't
yeah.
you? Your
yeah,
life, like
course.
You did it your way.
Yeah.
So I wanted to look like I was wearing my dad's suit. I wanted imagine my dad being Frank Sinatra, like an oversized black tailored suit.
Yes.
Like I've learned lessons from somebody else's story, right?
That.
So that's where I went with what I wore, and I wore DMs as well. So
yeah,
really
was you.
Yeah, was me in that. And I remember thinking about what I wanted to wear, and remember the film Big.
Yeah,
that come to mind. And then Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I wanted to look like a blossomed like angel, but like myself.
Yeah.
So I wore this gorgeous white, plain, very simple jumpsuit just to be like a blank canvas, to let the words just and the lyrics just speak for themselves. So not too much going on.
Yeah.
A lot of thought process in my mind that goes behind it. Probably this is the first time that I've ever said all of this. So I'm like,
oh, actually, this actually. But isn't it crazy how much your clothes and your outfit can tell a story before you even open your mouth?
Yes, 100%.
And you can wear something that could completely almost ruin a performance, I guess, in a way.
If you're not comfortable in it, yeah, for sure, because you need to be really relaxed and to feel like you're at home on a stage or, yeah, when you're performing. So, yeah, I 100% agree with what
you
said.
Do you think that is one of your most memorable outfits, or what is?
Oh, there's been a few. Yeah. There's been a few. Since then, I've really... I was at the Hollywood Bowl in LA. I'm really lucky to perform there for David Foster's 75th birthday. And I remember my manager, Jonathan, was like, right, what are you going to wear? You can't...
Dr. Martens and you're coming to the Hollywood Bowl. Yeah,
you cannot wear, you know, which I understand. I'm like, all right, credit where it's due. I can't take the DMs. But anyway, so... He was like, the Hollywood Bowl was so massive, you need a big dress. And I was like, okay. And then I remember trying this, so many things actually, but then I tried this amazing red, imagine like Cinderella, but it was red, right?
Yeah.
And where I was so new to this side of the industry, and I was just grasping onto everything that everyone was saying, advice, even to this day. And my manager, Jonathan, was like, that's the dress. And it was beautiful. Yeah. It was actually stunning. Brilliant. And so I went out of the office and I was strutting up and down the office, and there was about 50 people in this office like, what is she doing? But I was really coming into this like character of, okay, I'm Cinderella today.
On my way to Hollywood Bowl.
Yes. And the dress is amazing. So not Sydney.
Yeah.
But it was, that's probably one of my, in my mind, one of my, the most memorable outfits that I've ever wore. It was just
huge.
It was huge. It was red. It was amazing. It was ridiculously brilliant. It
was great.
But
how fun that you get to do that.
I know.
You get to go so far out of your comfort zone and put on this mad dress. And then do you feel once you find the outfit, then you can feel comfortable on stage? Like obviously, it all has to go hand in hand, doesn't it? Like you wouldn't be able to go on to the Hollywood Bowl.
I think that, but that dress made me feel grand enough to stand on that stage.
Yeah.
Because one that Jonathan was right, it's so big, that space, that I would have just been swallowed up. I felt like I was just a little bit a part of it.
Yeah.
So it did help me in some way. Do you know when you like you put on a bit of clothing, and like I said with the Frank Sinatra thing, I'm putting on a costume. That's kind of what that dress was like for me. I was like, okay, put it on. I'm a star.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
an LA star
because I really don't have the confidence to do any of this actually. So I'm gonna have to fake it till I make it.
But there's so much of that, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I love it. I remember, I think, was you being styled by Ray for that event?
Yes.
Yeah, so
it was Ray.
Yeah, so Ray is one of my really good friends.
Really?
Because I'm a stylist as well, obviously, and we chat. And I remember being like, what are you working on? We was chatting, and he was like, doing Sydney for the Hollywood Bowl, and he was like, we need to go big. And I remember him being like, because he was like, when do you ever get to style as well for the Hollywood Bowl? It was like, it's a massive moment for them as much as it is for you as well.
And it was definitely my glitter era.
Yes.
Because the stuff that I was doing at the time, like my first album, were very like old classics that I was making really cool styles to.
Yeah.
So I was lucky to be dressed from, like, Ray got some beautiful, like, gowns for me, and he styled me for the Royal Variety as well. So the glitter wasn't going to cut it, and he was like, down with the gems, we're not doing this, we're going big, massive.
And it's become your thing.
Yeah, absolutely. it had. So going on to this new album, the glitter, I think, has been put up on the shelf.
Oh, okay.
This time.
So we're in a new era.
Yes, which is amazing, which is so fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait, hopefully, touch wood, that throughout my career, I'll be lucky enough to have all these albums and I'll see like a different version of myself, you know?
Which is so fun. And also like amazing to then look back and be like, that was so fun being that Sydney and, you know, going through different. So what is the new era? Is it big dresses?
No,
we're going saying goodbye to the big dresses.
It is just plain Sydney, plain, so myself, 30-year-old, I think.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah, I'd say plain, but like more put together, Sydney.
Okay, yeah.
Like adulting.
Adulting.
I think.
She knows herself.
Yeah. I'm trying to put that across a bit more when probably I have no idea what's going on.
And we're faking it till we make it.
Yeah.
You've definitely made it. You've sung at the Hollywood Bowl. What's one item in your wardrobe you'd never get rid of?
Oh, one item. That's so difficult.
It is a hard one.
That is a hard one. It's going to be...
Like, will you forever keep the outfit you wore for the Britain's Got Talent?
Oh, no, I have. Yeah. Never, ever, ever. And never wear them again.
No. You just can't.
Never.
Such a special moment.
Yeah, I had a gig, a corporate gig, which we love corporate gigs, and the detail that they go through, they even want to choose what you're wearing sometimes.
Wow, okay.
And one of the clients was like, I want you wearing, and they picked all my BGT stuff out. I think they wanted to pick me up from the stage and put me on their stage. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I've got these beautiful, beautiful dresses and things that I've invested in for these kind of events. And I was like, I can't. They're put away.
Yeah.
So lovely put away and like all done in a box and all things like that. They're lovely. Like prized possessions. I was like, no, I can't. I'm so sorry. I was like, I can't. I've got to wear something else.
Somewhere similar.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever had a fashion disaster right before going on stage?
So many times.
Have you?
So many times. I was in a show, actually on a cruise ship years ago.
So you did a cruise ship. I did read about the cruise ship era.
Yes, I was very young. I did my first one when I was 19. And then second when I was 22. And I didn't know I was gluten intolerant at the time. I do now. But my weight and my health was like fluctuating. And I would put on weight and lose weight so quickly. It was ridiculous. And bless my friend who was in wardrobe, she had to constantly try and alter my clothes all the time.
Because you're on the ship.
Yes, and I was a wiggy. Like, I styled all the wigs. I was trained to do the wigs, and she...
Oh, I thought that was a character.
No, no.
I was a wiggy.
Yeah. No.
You did all the wigs?
Yes, because we're on this ship, you can get jobs on a ship where you, like I just said, so like I styled like 60 wigs like every 2 weeks.
But was you performing as well?
As well, yeah. So that was like another side job that I could do to get a bit of extra pocket money. And then my friend, bless her, she did all the alterations and things if there was any repairs needed on costumes. With me, she was like, Sydney, what's going on? And... bless her, she resized this dress like so many times that just before I went on, and I was playing Cinderella, so I had a big Cinderella dress, the whole back came out, the whole thing, and it was like the puffy thing and corseted, so I was holding it. I went on and I was like,
oh, and you just did it, you just worked it.
Well, I was supposed to be turning around with my prince, but I was just like staying to the front like this. And I can remember him like circling behind me, seeing it, and then just being like, okay, we're going with it.
We're just going to go,
with it.
You needed all Cinderella's little friends. Yes. The mice, didn't they make her a dress?
Yes.
That's what you needed. Do you think that's helped you though? Because coming into this world now, you can improvise, and you've had to sit backstage doing your own wigs and all this stuff that, like, now going into situations, it's not so life or death.
No, 100%. I don't, if anything goes wrong, I think life's so short. It's just like, so.
It's like, it's always that, oh, it's showbiz. No.
It's showbiz. Literally, yeah. It's, you know, be a lot worse. And who's got a thread and a needle? Do you know what I mean? Let's quickly sort it out. We've got 15 minutes before we've got to be on stage. No.
Yeah, amazing. Who's got
a thread and needle, basically?
A good mindset to have.
Can you imagine if you didn't have that mindset? I'd drive myself insane.
Yeah. And it would just add so much anxiety to everything that you're going to.
There's so much anxiety anyway that I have on myself and my voice to try and deliver. That's completely fine.
Do you feel nervous before you get on stage?
100%. All the time. Yeah.
What about if you're on a show? I actually watched you in 101.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, she was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Very, very good. But do you get nervous before that? Or does it become so regular and...
It's that. You still... The nerves turn into adrenaline every night. And it's like, really fun. Because also, you know what you're doing. You've done it so many times. So it's still there, but you just harness it in a different way. But yeah, very nervous. Like on an opening night or something, I'm like... God, it's back.
Yeah.
The dry heaving is back. It's really bad.
What do you do to sort of take that away?
Oh, I can't. You've got to live through it.
Yeah.
There's so many tips that I've been given, and I think over the time and the practice, I've learned to live with it. And yes, I'm probably not so shaky because I used to shake a lot and things like that. Really? So maybe I'm not so shaky. I still have the feeling, but my body is... welcoming that feeling now and going back again.
But as soon as you start singing, does it go?
I'm better on that stage than going on there. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Because I think with anything you do, like I could turn up before a shoot, nervous about this shoot, thinking I've not got the right clothes, I've not got that. And then I'm there and I'm like, yes, I do. It's fine. It's almost the before is so much worse than what you're ever doing.
It's the procrastinating on what might go wrong or what if I open my mouth and I go, oh, like that. It's literally, your mind is, it's a
crazy thing. Yeah. If you could swap wardrobes with anyone for a day, who would it be? Cruella? Well, you got to.
Yeah, I got Cruella. Oh. Funny enough, I don't look good in fur, so I'd say no. Good question.
It's hard. It's like when someone asks you that your style icon.
It's really hard.
Do you look at anyone for style?
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, all men. Yeah. Cara Delevingne.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I love Celine Dion. I love her suits and things.
I guess this is hard for you because you do have so many different, you said, one minute you're a grunge, the next minute.
Yes.
So if Cara and Celine could do a collab, that would be it.
Yes. Also, is it Dakota? Dakota Johnson? Is it Dakota Johnson?
Yes. She's cool.
She's cool. Yeah. Love her.
Effortless, undone.
So effortless.
Yeah. Randomly, someone spoke about her hair on the pod as well. She's becoming a bit of a go-to.
When I work with Ray and we have little mood boards, she's on there all the time.
Is she?
Like, look at the hair. She's amazing.
I think I can really see that as inspo for you because she is almost that grunge. She's got that element to her. And then she puts on this pretty dress and it's sort of just transformed. But she still is her in this pretty dress.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah, she's stunning. Oh my God.
How would you describe your style evolution? Because obviously you've gone from casual to now you are in big, massive gowns. But how's your everyday? Has that changed?
Completely bloody bipolar.
Bipolar.
No. What is my... I'd say still very tomboy. Yeah. Very relaxed. Is there casual glam?
Yeah.
Like, I love, I love having a face and having your hair done with your earrings and all your rings. I love a ring.
Yeah.
If my fingers could be like filled up like with rings, I would completely stacked. And with a pair of really nice jeans and a top and like a nice blazer. That is me all over. It does, yeah. It looks put together. It looks like it's looks, smart cash.
Yeah,
Sydney,
love that.
Smart cash Christmas.
The surname is so amazing.
Thank you. It's so silly, isn't it? I like to take the mic when I can.
You have to. So have there been any outfits that have completely transformed the way you felt on stage? Do you prefer putting on a dress and being Sydney, or do you love getting into costume like you do for if you are a character?
That's a difficult question. Both in different ways.
Yeah.
Because Sydney as an artist, I love the dress, I love the jumpsuit, I love presenting myself in whatever style that I feel that is right for the song that I've written or whatever. But then I love being on stage and stepping into that role and feeling like that character and believing that I'm actually that character that I'm playing. So can I be greedy and say both?
You can be. I think it's deserved. It's a deserved answer. Have you had a favourite outfit that you've worn as a character?
Yes. It was the Cruella one.
Oh, that was just fab.
It was her opening when she came out in the giraffe.
You was unbelievable at Cruella. Like,
thank
how
you.
You was Cruella. It was so amazing.
Thank you. I really took inspiration from Glenn Close.
Yeah, okay.
Because she just is amazing. And I loved how she was just so, like, internally angry but, like, happy. But you don't know when she's going to go at any second. Like, you don't know why you're scared of her, because, like, you could be sitting there talking to her, but you'd be like, there's something not right about you.
Yes.
There's something really not right about you. I'm not too sure about that woman.
Yeah.
So I liked that element of uncertainty. Like, uncertainty?
Yeah.
Yeah, with as an actress and as that character. So I took a little bit of that. Obviously, being me, you make, and being you, you could play something in a similar way to me, but be very different. So made her my own, but really big fan of what Glenn Close done. And I think if it's broke, don't fix it. So
true. And I feel like the outfit's probably just elevated and enhanced that so much.
Amazing. I loved the sharp shoulder. Like, I love a sharp shoulder.
So good.
Same with like a blazer and things like that. Like lines.
You feel powerful.
Yeah, you do. You feel evil. You feel chiseled. You're like bang. So
So, but do you think most people? Because I didn't know so much about you other than that you was a singer when I went to watch you on 101. So it was 101 Dalmatians, wasn't it? So do you think people? You know, sometimes because singers do come on and be on a show, but you obviously have an acting background as well.
Yes.
So it was just like, wow, this is just so good.
It was so lovely to book Cruella, because as an actress, I love doing the character stuff. So when I got that audition, I was like, oh, come on, Sid. I was like, deliver this one. And then when I got it, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And it was such a full circle moment, because it was in the venue exactly a year later that I won Britain's Got Talent. So it was so lovely.
Oh, wow. That's
special.
It
was like you reached, you know, my dream was to be at the time, which I'm so glad to say that I reached, and I'm still going to try and keep pursuing, it was to be on the West End. And it was a year later, I got it. And it was so cool.
That's like so special.
It was so, so special.
Yeah. What an amazing story as well. Do you see fashion now as a part of the performance? Obviously, you've been on so many amazing shows and you've almost created, like you said, you've created all the big dresses. And I remember someone on our podcast recently said, if someone could dress as you as Halloween, then I feel like you've nailed it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what would be your, I know, what would be Sydney Christmas? What are we wearing?
It would be a suit of some kind for sure. I wear a lot of jumpsuits as well. I love a jumpsuit, whether it's a suit or a jumpsuit, a kind of just a suit in general. I think that would be that would be me for sure.
That's what you feel best in.
Yeah, it is. Nadine Merabi do some fantastic ones.
Oh, and they've got a good shoulder pad.
They do.
And a good flare.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They are good. Nadine is in the wardrobe.
She's amazing. Love her.
I think she understands about a woman being polished and powerful. And one of my favourite songs is actually Taylor Swift, which is very obvious. If I Was a Man.
Right.
And like she has this, when she comes on stage, she's in like this suit, but it's a blazer, but then she's in over knee boots. And it's just is so cool because it's like, yeah.
It's amazing.
How powerful a suit can be on a woman.
100%. And I love with a suit that I can still be as masc as I am femme.
Yeah. You know, it's like the perfect mix.
Yes, it really is the perfect mix.
Yeah. Do you have like colour? Are you up for colour in the wardrobe or are you a bit more neutral?
Was neutral when I was figuring things out. I'm very more open to colour now. I'm literally wearing something neutral now. But yeah. I'm really loving the reds at the minute.
We were speaking really about reds earlier. Reds. It seems to be a big colour for this season. You would look good in red.
Well, it was Ray that was for my album cover shoot, and he was styling me, and he got me this gorgeous blazer to put on. Really, we had like leopard print body underneath. Oh, okay. We was really trying different stuff, and I was like, the red looks so
strong.
Yes, it does. And then ever since, like, I've been like buying things for the wardrobe, like little staple things, which are red, and really loving the colour at the minute.
So is that, once you've obviously been on shoots and been on stage, do you find yourself now shopping and being like, oh, that works on me? Or, you know, has it changed the way you shop?
Ray has taught me so much.
Yeah.
So much. So clever. And, 100%. I was someone that didn't have a clue what went together, was scared of fashion.
Yeah.
But now I look at it with open arms and love it. And
really? Yeah, oh, I love that.
Like, I love looking at, like, colours that go with, like, my eyes. Yeah. Or how would I wear my hair with that? Or, you know, with them trousers. How else could I style that? Because usually I'd just buy something as an outfit and would just wear that same outfit all the time.
Mannequin shopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
So, yeah.
That's so amazing to be able to find your style. And I think that's, like you said, it does come as well with age, I think.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Feeling confident in yourself and just actually enjoying fashion.
100%.
And maybe where you get to take those risks on stage, it feels a bit less frightening off stage.
I think so. I think this being in this industry has helped with that.
Yeah.
The issue that I had in myself, not an issue, but, you know, I was just learning, just growing up, exactly. And just figuring things out.
And we should, well, this is another thing from the podcast. Someone said it shouldn't be a fashion fail, it should be a fashion try.
Yeah.
Which I love that. That is, because we're just trying.
Love that. Every positive outcome.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
So if you went back to Sydney on the wings of going on for our first audition for Britain's Got Talent, what advice would you give to her?
What advice would I? Just enjoy the journey, trust the process. I wouldn't change anything. Are we on about stylistically?
Well, I think we can. Well, let's do both.
I love how true to herself she was. And I think that helped me because in that moment, I wasn't anyone but myself.
Yeah.
In terms of fashion, the world was my oyster at that point. As I grew as maybe an artist or as a person, so did I feel like in my mind, so did my fashion and my mind for it. So looking back at that Sydney, I would just be like, go on, carry on, try your best. It'll all come.
It will happen.
What is meant to be will be, and what is meant to be won't pass you by. And, yeah.
I love that. And even how you said about that was me, that was my authentic self, it just goes to show that being that works.
Yeah, 100%.
And look what happened. By being yourself, you won. Whereas if you'd have walked on there maybe trying to be, oh, I need to look like a pop star, or I need to look like this, who knows what would have happened?
I think I remember going on for the audition and they said to me, well, wear something like nice. And I remember going shopping and I was like, I don't know. What are they
want? Yeah, the panic buy.
What's the telly? And I was like, this is ridiculous. I think I was looking around the whole of Oxford Circus.
Yeah.
For hours, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm not doing it.
No.
And I went, I got a pair of jeans, I got a shirt, and I went, I'll wear a necklace and I'll put a pair of earrings on. I'm going to have a bit of makeup on.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing here. Yeah. So well, why am I even trying?
Yeah.
So it was making me more anxious than I needed to be. So I was just, I admit defeat and went, I'm going to go on and sing whether I like it or not, it or not anyway. So I'm just going to go and wear
What I feel comfortable in.
And what is what I would wear in my house. Yeah. So that's exactly what I've done.
I absolutely love that. So we're going to play a game of fashion red flags and green flags. If you hate it, it's a red flag. If you love it, it's a green flag.
Right.
Oversized blazers.
Oh, green flag.
Jorts.
What's a jort?
Everyone always asks. They're... You can't really say a red flag because I might be mildly offended because I'm wearing a jort. They're a short that comes to your knee. They're a short...
What? No, I love them. I did a shoot. One of the first shoots that I done once, I had them on with a pair of like...
Oh, with boots.
Boots. They were really cool.
They look cool. Yeah.
With an oversized blazer. I was living my like...
Because they're great if you're a tomboy. They are a good shape for a tomboy.
I've never worn them out. I need to, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. But I...
They looked cool.
Yeah, I love them with my eyes on that shoe. Yeah, love a jolt.
Double denim. Oh, she's thinking.
It depends what it is.
Well, like Britney and Justin moment, head to toe denim, denim jacket, denim jeans. It's a red. No. It's a red flag
red
for you.
Flag.
You're not a 90s chick?
No, I don't think so. If it was like shorts.
And a denim, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it depends.
It depends.
Cargo trousers. I love the seriousness here.
I'm trying to remember what they are. I'm trying to remember what they are.
Like a trouser with like the pockets, bit military.
Yeah.
Green flag?
Yeah, green flag.
Statement sunglasses.
Green flag.
I'm going to say you've definitely a green flag there. Mini handbags that barely fit anything in.
I'd say green flag. And I've been a green flag for about three months. This is a recent green flag.
But where's all your stuff? Where are we? Who's holding that?
In my backpack.
Oh, okay. So she's got a backpack and a mini bag. So it makes sense. Platform heels.
Green flag.
She likes a platform. Graphic band t-shirts.
Oh, good. Yeah.
What about if you don't know the band?
Oh, green flag. I'll support anyone.
Baseball caps.
Oh, look at... I don't wear them often. I'd say, oh, red flag. They are cool sometimes.
Yeah.
I look at some women, I go, oh, if I had like long hair, like the long pony out the back, it looks amazing.
If you're a Pilates and matcha girl, yeah, it works, doesn't it?
It does. Envy.
Leopard print.
Red flag.
Red flag. Dalmatian print.
Dalmatian print. Green flag.
This is fashion, this or that. Trainers or heels?
Trainers.
Black tie event or casual pub outfit?
Oh, pub outfit. 100%.
Sparkles or minimalism?
Minimalism.
We should just pull up pictures of you on the Hollywood Bowl as you're answering these questions.
Minimalism.
Casual pub.
Yeah.
Stage makeup or natural look?
I'm going to say stage because it's so fun before a show. Oh, I love it. Music on.
Fun.
And put on the paint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the paint. Comfort first or fashion first?
Oh, comfort.
You could actually get away with the Dr. Martens under those big dresses. Have you done that? Be honest.
I haven't done that yet. I should. I couldn't even try for the Hollywood Bowl because it had like a big old leg slit.
And just poking out.
I'm going to send you a picture. And I look like the lady. What's the emoji?
The emoji, the dance emoji.
Literally, they've got a shot of me walking on the stage and for some reason my leg looks hot. And that's the only time I will ever say that about my leg. And I look like the lady,
and
the
they
emoji.
Just caught you in that moment. I love that. Dressing for yourself or dressing for the occasion?
For the occasion.
Tomboy Sydney or on stage ball gown Sydney?
Tomboy Sid.
Has your relationship with body confidence changed since becoming visible in the public eye?
I've become tougher in my own skin.
Which is amazing.
Funny enough, because it really could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing that I see in the newspaper of me, I was literally laughing on the BGT stage. But my thing was that. I was like that.
How do these people get these shots when they're laughing and they look so beautiful? And you're like, how?
No, bang out of order.
It's not fair.
Unless they're like this. Yeah. I literally full on. And I didn't know I'd done it until that moment that whenever I laugh, I have about six rolls. I'm like that. Ding, 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 ding. It's ridiculous. So I was thrown in and I was like, lovely.
Yeah, because it must have been so new to you. And then all of a sudden you are there.
I think.
Every week.
Thank goodness I was 28.
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah, I think bless the children. Yeah. But like when it happens to them young, when they're lucky and cursed enough for things to happen when they're 16.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to have gone through all of that when I was 16. No. My mind wouldn't have, I would have cared about too much
and
about opinions
and
thought.
Yeah. That's such a good point. It's so lovely. It's probably a really lovely age that this all happened for you.
Yes, I'm very grateful that one, it happened at all. Two, I was 28. Yeah. And I was like...
You've had your 20s. You know more about yourself.
Yeah. And if I didn't know anything at all, one thing I did know and was why I went on BGT wearing what I wore was I am the best version of myself and the nicest version of myself is when I am comfortable in what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And being truly myself. That's the only time I will be truly radiant, happy, yeah. Sid. If I'm anything else but that, I don't know, but yeah. So that was one thing. I was so happy just being like, just Sid.
Yeah. That's what I actually love about clothes. Obviously, it's one of my favourite things in the world. But I love that how they make people feel.
Yeah.
And how when you are wearing something and someone goes, that looks lovely, how that can really change your day. Mm. Or how just putting on your favourite T-shirt or even your favourite pyjamas.
Yeah.
Those feelings that you get from clothes, I just think, yeah, like exactly like you said, is just so lovely. What have you learned about confidence that has nothing to do with what you're wearing and what you look like?
Is health, I think. Health is a big thing with confidence. If I'm looking after my health, whether that be, you know, I love a drink, like not drinking so often because I do like to party and seeing friends and I love socialising in a pub and things like that. But the fitness side of it, looking after my body, and I love face care.
Oh.
And I have done since I was young.
Give us some tips.
Less is more. Yeah. All the time. That comes with makeup.
Yeah.
But I'm all for the cleanse, okay. Moisturiser, toner.
Certain brands or?
My favourite brand, I'm a Clarins.
Oh, okay.
Yep, girly. I think that's just force of habit from ladies in my life.
Yeah.
My mum and my auntie.
Yeah.
Just smell, the feel, the luxe of it.
Yeah.
I've looked after my skin and
really, so you're quite taken, religious with it, like,
yeah,
you.
Really taken a liking into it.
It's nice when you have your routine.
Yeah,
I would never go to bed with makeup on, would you? Or have you done that?
Oh, I done it the other day. I can't lie. I had a bit too much drink the other day and I was on the sofa like that. Literally. Can't lie.
I could honestly, there's no way.
It was awful. It was awful.
Yeah, it's the feeling when you wake up.
Literally. The cracks
half
in
the faces on the pillow.
Yeah. But I can't lie and I will not lie. I've done it the other day.
Do you know what? I don't do my makeup well enough, so it's probably mostly all off by the time I get home anyway. You know,
it just sinks into the pores.
So many people struggle with feeling they have to fit a certain image, which I feel like you've spoke about how you just was yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's such an amazing, amazing quality. Have you ever felt a pressure that, or have you ever been in a meeting like these moments where people are like, you need to wear this, and how do you deal with those situations?
Yeah, there's even some situations now, it will be like, what are you wearing? And I'm like, you know, you sometimes have to dress to the occasion. I'm like, I know what I'm going to wear. That's for me to know and you not to know. I'm going to wear exactly what I want. But yeah, you sometimes have to, I suppose, if you're walking a red carpet, you know, the people that are around me that look after me, they want me to be presented like a star.
Yeah.
But I'm like, my mum thinks I'm a star just the way that I am, so leave me alone.
Exactly.
Yeah, back and forth, back yeah. and forth. But yeah, it comes with the job. It's always on the mind. But no, I'm quite a firm believer in leave off. I'm going to wear. I'm going to look nice. Trust me, I'm going to look nice.
Yeah.
But in my own Sid way.
Yeah. And then it always, like you said, the outcome's always stronger anyway.
Yeah.
I think we can all take, you know, a bit of guidance. I like to, you know, ask everyone, oh, does this look nice? What should I wear? What colour? But naturally, you are going to go with whatever feels good for you.
100%.
And there's nothing more, there's nothing that looks worse than being uncomfortable.
Oh.
And you see it. You see people, you know, if I was sat here and I was going, pulling up my trousers, pulling up my sleeve, felt, you can see it through people.
Oh,
and then
1,000%.
Especially if you're about to go on stage and sing. And that's what's amazing about having stylists and things, I guess, on that moment. You just want to be focusing on that.
Yeah.
You just want to focus on what you're going to do. You don't want to be thinking, oh my God, does this look okay? Do I feel okay? You want to just feel comfortable. And, yeah. And I think you can take that into everyday life.
Oh, 100%. I've learned so much, like I said, from Ray. And he, like, you can just look where you understand fashion and, like, things that I wouldn't even think about, like eyes, eye colour or your, yeah. like, skin tone. I don't know anything about that. I don't know what's going on. Or what's your makeup? Like, yeah. It'll be like, what colour are you doing for your makeup or something like that? Just things like that. I don't have a clue. So it's amazing having the help. And I just learn along the way. But yeah it's fashion's great. It's amazing. I'm still like, I'm learning.
You're learning.
Yeah.
But that's what's so fun. And I think what's fun about being an artist is you almost can change it up. So much. So like you're saying, you're bringing out a new album.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a different era and you're going to have fun with that. But then you can be like, oh, maybe that didn't work. We'll try something new on the next album.
Yeah. I think it's so fun. Look at Lady Gaga. Look at the different versions of Lady Gaga.
She's not wearing meat anymore, is she?
No, but how fun is that?
Yeah. Will you ever wear meat?
No.
How far will you go for fashion?
How far?
Yeah. Like, because obviously she's worn meat. How far?
Nudity.
Kanye West, will have you?
Yeah, I'm going to Kanye. Well, no. I don't know. Where's your oyster? Fish.
I want to see you on stage.
I have no idea. I'm going to be firmly in my suit.
I think you're too much of a strong person and know yourself to go too far, that it's out of your own comfort zone.
Yeah, I won't. There's nothing more, nothing frightens me more than being nervous when I don't need to be. You know, that's a choice. That is an actual choice, putting on something where you know you're not going to enjoy wearing that.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, why on earth would I do that to myself? Happy all the time. Just stay happy, put on what you want to wear. basically.
So, so true. I love that. If your wardrobe could tell the story of your journey so far, what would it say?
Oh, goodness. Oh, it needs a severe clear out is what it needs.
Cinderella dress still there?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't get to keep that off the cruise ship, probably.
No. Help is what it needs. It needs help. It's a learning girl.
Like everyone says this. Yeah. I even say it about my own wardrobe. I think everyone's like, what is going on in
there? I'm constantly looking on TikTok and looking at people's, was it capsule wardrobe? I think they're brilliant. Why have they got four shirts and that's it that they wear? I can't believe it. It's just amazing. It literally just looks like that. And it's like,
I know.
This is all I own. And I'm like, leave off.
No, I do understand parts of a capsule wardrobe, but I love clothes too much. And I love, like you, I like to one day be this person, the next day be that person. That doesn't work in a capsule wardrobe. Capsule wardrobe is quite restrictive.
Also, I don't know, I sweat. If I can't have a white T-shirt, I'll just ruin it. It turns up brown.
So your capsule wardrobe wouldn't last very
long. Yeah, it would just be beige, literally, from body sweat. I'm disgusting. Keep that in there if you want. Just keeping it real.
If you could go back to, I'm just imagining you on the rugby pitch, about to, what's the terminology for rugby? Ha, 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 ha. Is that what they say?
Getting a scrum.
Yeah, or, what do they say?
No, take a tackle or something.
Something. And you could just see yourself on that Hollywood Bowl stage in that dress. What would you be thinking?
That I love my life and how versatile it is. What a fun life I live, basically.
Yeah.
You know, Anything goes. You think you make your own life, don't you? Make your own journey. Do whatever you want. You know what I mean? One day, you know, all knees dirty on a pitch. Next minute on the Hollywood Bowl. That doesn't happen often, by the way. That's happened once in my life. I wish it could happen more. It's something that I'm really sticking on to. I'm talking about it all the time.
Oh, I would 100% be talking about that if that was me.
I'm so proud.
What a moment.
Just can't believe it happened. Just a girl from Gravesend, Kent, and next minute she said, the Hollywood Bowl.
And like, in such ridiculous. A short period of time, like in 2 years, you've like, your bucket list must be just being ticked weekly.
I didn't even know there were things on there. You know when things are too big for you to even comprehend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here you are.
I know.
Is there a dream event or occasion you'd love to be at and dress for one day?
Oh, I'm sure there is. There's loads. Is there a dream event?
What stage do you want to be singing on?
Oh,
there's too many.
Yeah, I'd love to say a stadium. I'd love to like sell out, but it's very, you know, we're gonna dream big. We're gonna say the dreams, even if
Let's
they're
say
impossible.
Them.
It not even sell out for my own show. Just even like, even what is it when they get other people support. Even support somebody.
Yeah.
In a stadium. That's so cool.
Sporting Celine Dion sellout gig. Let's put it there. Is she like your goals?
Let's throw them out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Manifest.
Is she one of your faves, Celine?
Mm-hmm.
She is very good. I've seen her live 3 times. I feel like she was. And one time I was right at the back at the O2. You know, and you are the actual back row. Still was amazing.
Oh, I bet. Of course. You've got that whole space and that voice just...
Wow. She has great style.
I know. Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She really does.
What is next for Sydney Christmas that you're excited about? Obviously, you mentioned the album.
Yes. I have finished writing my second but first originals album.
Oh, wow.
We're rushing in the production period at the minute. So we're getting it done, basically. So everything's written, but then there's a difference from I've written all the songs to then doing the music for them, basically. So we are hard at work doing that. And there is so many different styles.
Yeah.
It's so different from my first album. And each song is so different from the next, which I love because I love so many different styles of music.
What sort of genre, or is it just a real mix?
There's such a, it's, that's the hardest question. In, even in my life, people have said, so you sing, what do you sing? And I'm like, I don't know.
Everything.
Like, everything. Because I like to sing.
Yeah.
It's not really a style. It's just, it's how I felt on the day.
Yeah. Have you got a favourite song on the album?
No.
Is that like trying to pick people's favourite child or something?
That's exactly what it's like. Because
you love them all.
Yeah. I love the songs that I've written about my partner. I think they're so honest and it's a side of me that I've never been so open to being vulnerable. So I loved honing into that and learning that side of me. My next single is coming out soon. It's such a special song to me. I wrote it about my partner. I've been with my partner for about a year now and I have been quite unlucky in love.
Oh, okay.
And Harry is just amazing. He has made me feel, I feel like a woman, you know, and a tomboy and all the different sides of me.
And he allows you to be it all.
He allows me to be every version of myself. And he's just slotted into my life and been a support system in this crazy new world that I'm in. And as much as it is crazy, it's scary and the stresses that come with it, and it's a lot. But I also wanted somebody to experience all of this with me.
Yeah, and enjoy the ride with.
Right, and he is that. And not too long ago, actually, he said to me, I'm somebody that's very workaholic and I'm very driven in this life. And, you know, you only live once. So I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
Do it all.
Do it all. So busy. Oh, my God, I'm so stressed. But I will just carry on. Won't show any emotion, really, sometimes, because I'm like, must be lucky. I'm lucky to be doing this.
Yeah.
And he sat me down and he was like, Sid, he was like, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, lean on me. Lean on me.
That's so lovely.
Oh, no. I was like, he sort of like caught me off guard.
Is that what the song's called?
It's called Lean On You. And then the next day I went in and the song fell out of me.
Really?
And I wrote a song about Harry and exactly how he makes me feel, and, you know, allowing yourself to, it's hard to, like, allowing, like, leaning on somebody.
Of course,
because like,
you think, oh, that's going to show this vulnerable side, or maybe not the perfect side.
Yeah, but also,
I think especially with Instagram and all these things now,
you're
constantly like, oh, everyone's perfect and shiny on there.
Yeah.
So do I allow my partner to see that side of me?
Also, there's a lot of stress, but I just like mask it all the time. So, and I'm frightened that if I talk about it, I'm then like, I'm so stressed, like, and then I'll completely lose it. But he was just so safe, and I feel so safe in this relationship to be exactly who I am, and that's to be celebrated. And every broken heart and every bad relationship I've ever been in is completely forgotten about, because I've now, I'm so, like, at home.
You're not on the roller coaster anymore. You're just...
No, and...
safe.
That's exactly what this song's about. It's about that.
I love that.
I hope that people can relate to, or at least have the hope that it's coming.
It's coming, yeah, exactly,
you know,
that.
You know, what's meant for you won't pass you by, and who is meant for you won't pass you by.
How did he feel about having a song written about him? Because that's something quite iconic.
Well, he's got three.
Oh, he's
I say to him, I go, you are incredibly lucky. Like, I'm singing these songs around the house because I enjoy them and I'm practicing them.
Yeah,
hopefully, when I get to sing them,
when
live.
We're selling out the gigs at the big stadium.
Yeah. Manifest. and he goes, it's wicked. And he's playing them on piano because he plays piano.
Oh, so you're the perfect couple.
Totally different job.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He works in like the medicine. And
so how did you meet? Don't tell me he was playing the piano in the train station and you walked along.
No, but he does. That could have happened.
Kind of relationship.
He, I found him in my request message request.
He slid in.
I don't know how I see it though, because usually they're just inundated with, I don't know, spam a lot of the time, aren't they? Sometimes, occasionally, there might be a bit of work or an inquiry. Yeah. That's why it's worth to have a look. So
this is a reminder to check your requests.
Yeah. So then there was this boy in there and I was like, oh my God. And he was like, Sydney, I must take you out for a drink. And I was like,
you must.
I didn't even know what he looked like to this point, but he kept messaging, not saying, let me take you out.
Yeah.
But just being interested in just life. And I thought 6 months later, I was like, he's this person. He asked me again.
Oh, wow.
And I remember saying to him, okay, I'm not free for another month. Can you wait? And he went, yeah. So,
oh, wow.
Funny enough, we went on this date. We went to Twickenham to see a rugby game. The best first date ever. Which we're going to recreate that in about a week's time.
Oh, so special.
Yeah. The rest is history. As you can see, I'm really smitten.
Do you have a partner?
Can you imagine? No, it was a lie, the whole lot.
So it's obviously a very special single.
It is.
And it's out on Friday.
Yeah.
And we're lucky enough that you've given us a little sneak peek.
Yes. Smiling with your eyes, making me wonder what it's like to always have you look at me that way.
Finally, if fans could take away one thing from your story, what would you want it to be?
Never give up. Ever, 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 ever. Even now. Even I didn't think I could work and practice harder before BGT. But I've probably worked and will work continuously harder and harder and harder because more things will come and hopefully more opportunities. And, you know, your dreams only stop when you stop.
Yeah.
So carry on, keep going. If you truly love it, keep going.
Love that. Honestly, it's been so amazing hearing your story. I've absolutely loved it. I'm so excited for the album and all these new power suits.
Yeah.
You need some good shoulder pads.
Yes, 100%. I'll need your help. Thank you for having me. I've loved it.
Thanks so much again to Sydney for joining me in the wardrobe today. I had so much fun hearing about your journey with both style and finding confidence since entering the spotlight. What a journey and huge success with the new single and album. As always, if you enjoyed today's episode, please do subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a quick review as it really helps. This production is brought to you by Purposely Different Productions.